Within the Taoist scriptures lays a foundational concept known as the Three Treasures, which will form the basis of our understanding of semen retention and its principles. The three treasures are Jing, Qi, and Shen, which roughly translate to deep vitality or essence, bioelectric energy, mind and spirit. Within yoga and Ayurveda, Jing is equivalent to Ojas, Qi to Prana, and Shen to Sattva or Tejas. Remember, the sexual energy you build up from semen retention is none other than Jing or Ojas. Jing is the base. From your storehouse of Jing, you're able to generate Qi, and this Qi is further transmuted into Shen. As master herbalist Ron Tigwarden puts it, the three are like a candle. Jing is the wax and wick, Qi the flame, and Shen is the light radiating from the flame. The bigger and stronger the wax and wick, the brighter the flame, and the longer it will burn. Because Jing is the base, it's critical to constantly be retaining, protecting, and cultivating Jing. The more Jing you have, the more you'll be able to transmute it into the other treasures. And the quicker you'll be able to accomplish all you ever dreamed of in this life. The faster you burn through your Jing, the weaker you'll be, the less drive, confidence, charisma, and motivation you'll have, the sicker you'll get, the quicker you'll age, and the sooner you'll die. An interesting thing to note is that while it's most common and easiest to build Jing in order to bolster the other two treasures, you can work with them in any order or fashion you'd like. For example, there are certain breathing exercises which are the domain of Qi or Prana that you can perform to actually build and store Jing. Likewise, if your Shen or mind is constantly stressed and disturbed, your Qi or energy will be dissipated all over the place and you'll be depleting your stores of Jing. Keeping your Shen steady, having a calm, cool and collected mind, and having relaxed emotions naturally increases Qi, as that energy isn't dissipated. Always remember that each treasure feeds into, protects and further cultivates the other two. Taoist alchemy reverses this process of depletion first by purifying and preserving the essence, then by balancing and conserving the energy, and finally by cultivating and concentrating the spirit. Through an esoteric alchemical process known as triplex unity, purified essence is converted into energy, which is then raised and refined through the higher energy centers until it reaches the brain, where it is again transformed to nurture the spirit. The Classification of Therapies, a Taoist medical text written 2,000 years ago, states, "Spirit is sustained by energy, and energy is obtained from the transformation of essence. Essence transforms into energy, and energy transforms into spirit. When sufficiently clarified, energized, and rejuvenated, the human mind is able to restore its long-lost connection with its own primordial powers." Daniel Reed, from the Complete Book of Chinese Health and Healing. This may all sound abstract and metaphorical, and it will remain so until you start properly working with these energies. It may be useful for you to get a sense of what these energies feel like, but keep in mind, your experience may vary. We'll start with the feeling of Jing. Jing or Ojas is your sexual energy. It's fiery, invigorating, and perhaps even pushy. It's drive, it's vigor, it's positive aggression. It's going after what you want, even if it involves struggle or a bit of competition. In terms of semen retention, it's very much related to androgens like testosterone and DHT, as well as the neurotransmitter dopamine. It feels a lot like taking a very mild stimulant that has some aggressive attributes to it. It also has a deep, stable, and strong feel to it. You feel solid, unmovable. Jing is the foundational vigor and vitality, an energy of robustness and endurance. Now let's understand the feeling of Qi, or Prana. When we transmute some Jing into Qi, or cultivate it through pranayama and other practices, and this energy is clean burning and always there at your disposal. Instead of it being pushy, you just have plenty of clean energy on demand. For anyone who microdoses LSD, or for those who know what it's like a couple days into a fast or in deep ketosis, lots of ki or prana is similar in feel. When you increase prana to a much higher degree, there is an extra dimension of aliveness, vividness, and clarity to your experience. Senses are heightened, and it begins to feel that not only are you loaded with calm, clean burning energy, but that everything is made up of that same energy. The last treasure is called Shen or Sattva. Shen is the further transmuted energy from Qi. You cultivate an energy that is peaceful, content, giving, and loving. It's like a very mild form of MDMA, but one that is very calm, cool, and collected. Think of any saint, holy person, or deeply spiritual person, and the peaceful, loving, calm energy they radiate. A Dalai Lama, a Mother Teresa, a St. Thomas of Aquinas. It's the highest of vibrations. Shen also has a very wise, piercing, perceptive energy to it. Shen is the energy that allows you to dive deep into meditation and to really pierce the veil of who and what you truly are. An abundance of Shen transforms your daily life into a thing of wonder and beauty. Let's be honest, most people on semen retention are focused on cultivating Jing and Qi, with Shen being almost an afterthought. If this sounds like where your head is at, that's perfectly fine. But just keep in mind that more power and more energy doesn't necessarily equate to a happier you. You don't have to make cultivating Shen your top priority, but please don't neglect it entirely. Now that we have looked into what the three treasures of semen retention feels like, let's have a look at their physical equivalents. The first treasure, Jing, encompasses the sum total of one's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual power. In other words, all the physical, mental, and emotional and spiritual powers come from the raw energy of Jing. On the physical side, Jing encompasses a person's hormones, neurotransmitters, nutritional status, immune system, endurance, strength, longevity, virility, and even the genetic integrity of a person. Think hormones, neurotransmitters, immunity, vitality, virility, and robustness. Ki or prana, on the other hand, is the sum total of the bioelectrical energy within the body, and indeed surrounding the body. The bioelectrical energy within the nervous system is ki or prana. The negatively and positively charged ions we breathe in are prana. Were you aware that the human heart produces an electrical output 60 times greater than the brain and can be detected up to 3 feet away from a person? For all those who have noticed a certain type of magnetism from semen retention, it's largely from people noticing an increase in prana, especially when that field of prana is charged with confidence and positivity, which falls under the domain of the third treasure, Shen. Shen is typically translated as spirit. As Shen relates to immaterial things, such as the mind and spirit, and not things we can directly point to in the body, we'll have to examine it further. As master traditional Chinese medicine herbalist Ron Teagarden says, Shen is the spark of divinity within each human being. Shen is the spiritual radiance of a human being and is the ultimate and most refined level of energetics in the universe. It is associated with our awareness of and oneness with the universal infinite being and is manifested in our own godliness. Shen is not considered to be an emotion or even a state of mind. It presides over the emotions and manifests as all-encompassing compassion and non-discriminating, non-judgmental awareness. Shen manifests not only as our love and compassion, but also as our mental and intuitive energy. Tejas, or Shen, is often translated as brilliance or radiance. Tejas is claimed to provide courage, fearlessness, and insight, and to be important when making decisions, according to Ayurveda. Sattva, on the other hand, is the quality of goodness, positivity, truth, serenity, balance, peacefulness, and virtuousness that is drawn towards Dharma and knowledge. According to Daniel Reed's excellent book, The Tao of Health, Sex, and Longevity, Shen encompasses all of our mental faculties, including rational thought, intuition, spirit, attention, will, and ego. In the most esoteric schools of Taoism, adepts transmute essence, or jing, an energy or qi, into pure spirit during prolonged meditation and breathing exercises. For the ordinary layperson, however, a different path for cultivating spirit by nurturing essence and energy is suggested, called the parallel practice or dual cultivation, because it involves two partners. This is the path to health and longevity via Taoist sexual yoga. Zen deals mainly with positive mental states and spiritual attributes: compassion, patience, contentedness, calmness, positivity, generosity. All these things stem from Zen as well as strengthen it. Neurotransmitters such as serotonin and endocannabinoids like anandamide contribute to the overall degree and level of Zen. Zen also encompasses certain classes of brainwaves, like the alert yet focused alpha waves, as well as your level of discipline, your willpower, your thirst for spiritual knowledge and experience, and your ability to meditate deeply. The spiritual practitioners of our past didn't have microscopes, but they didn't need them either. Do you really need to know what exactly is happening on a cellular level, or do you just need to see that these things are real and can be felt and cultivated? The three treasures can turn your whole life around and make you unstoppable if you know what you're doing. One of the biggest benefits of the practice of semen retention is that it brings about a very beneficial change in your endocrine system. If we jump back to high school biology, your endocrine system is that group of glands within the body that are constantly releasing hormones, those chemical messengers that powerfully affect your mood, energy levels, health, and so on. While technically not a part of the endocrine system, Jing also affects our neurotransmitters such as dopamine, epinephrine, serotonin, and the like, that also contribute to your mood, motivation, and energy levels. These chemical messengers, both hormones and neurotransmitters, are extremely important for us to optimize. They are largely the reason you have energy or fatigue, are happy or depressed, are healthy and fit or sick and fat, have a high libido and lots of motivation, or are plagued with anxiety, depression, and anhedonia. They are the reason you look, act, and feel the way that you do. So naturally, we want to optimize these chemical messengers. Think of your hormones and neurotransmitters as acting like a symphony. We want just the right amounts of these things at just the right times, or the whole thing is going to be a harsh discord of sounds. Too little testosterone and everyone isn't playing loud enough. Too much cortisol and the band is playing frantically. Too much epinephrine and the violins are playing too loud, too fast, and overpowering the other instruments. Not enough serotonin and the music is ominous. Not enough dopamine and, well, the players lose motivation and stop playing altogether. Daniel Reed said, "According to the Taoist view, the ravages of aging are caused by the progressive depletion of hormone production and the dissipation of vital energy. Since essence or jing is the root of the Taoist trinity, with energy as the stem and spirit as the blossom, the entire plant may be nourished simply by cultivating the roots, which consist of blood, bile, enzymes, hormones, and other forms of essence. Of all these elements of essence, hormones exert by far the most profound and powerful physiological influences, even in the most minute quantities. And of all the Taoist regimens, disciplined sexual intercourse provides the most direct stimulation to vital hormone production and endocrine balance." From the book, The Tao of Health, Sex and Longevity. He goes on, "The second is hormone essence, which comes in two forms, life essence and semen essence. Life essence includes all the vital hormones secreted by various glands throughout the body's endocrine system and which serve as master regulators for growth, metabolism, sexuality, immunity, aging, and so forth. Semen essence refers to sperm and related male hormones in men, ova, and related female hormones in women. Semen retention is one of the master keys to hacking into your endocrine system, or hormone essence, one for the better. And practices like yoga, breathing exercises, lifting weights, running, sleep, de-stressing, and even sunlight can be used to improve hormone status. However, yoga is the practice that allows you to really tune up the entire endocrine system. The reason you begin to feel so good once you get a few days or weeks into the path of semen retention is in large part due to how it beneficially affects your endocrine system, specifically the relationship between the neurotransmitter dopamine and two hormones, prolactin and testosterone. So by retaining semen, we begin to conserve Jing. Jing is the foundation for the other two treasures, Qi and Shen. As Jing increases, Qi soon follows suit. For the people practicing semen retention, experiencing a sudden sort of magnetic aura, that is simply the field of your bioelectric energy increasing in size and magnitude. In yoga, this energy field is called your pranamaya kosha, which is your energy body. It is where your chakras are located, as well as the nadis or channels through which prana or the ki energy flows. There are 7 main chakras and 72,000 nadis. Your energy body is directly tied to your breath, so working with the breath is going to play a huge role in really charging up your energy body. Not only do breathing exercises improve oxygenation of the blood, increase nitric oxide production, and improve carbon dioxide tolerance, but by breathing in controlled, precise patterns, one brings more negatively charged ions into the system, which, as one study concluded, research supports the view that negative ions have a net positive effect on health, including improved mood, stabilize catecholamine regulation and circadian rhythm, enhanced recovery from physical exertion and protection from positive ion-related stress and exhaustion disorders. In traditional Chinese medicine and Qigong, chakras are known as dantians and the channels are known as meridians. They focus on 3 dantians, the lower dantian, or golden stove, the middle dantian, known as the crimson palace, and the upper dantian, known as muddy pellet, or third eye. The lower dantian is where Jing gets converted to Qi, the middle, where Qi is converted into Shen, and the upper dantian is where Shen transforms into Wu Wei, or emptiness. We're all aware that scientists are able to pick up the brain's electromagnetic fields, but did you know that the heart produces an even larger electromagnetic field? According to the HeartMath Institute, the heart's electrical field is about 60 times greater in amplitude than the electrical activity generated by the brain. This field, measured in the form of an electrocardiogram, ECG, can be detected anywhere on the surface of the body. Furthermore, the magnetic field produced by the heart is more than 100 times greater in strength than the field generated by the brain and can be detected up to 3 feet away from the body in all directions. The average person has a magnetic field emanating up to 3 feet away from their body. Imagine the strength of a semen retention practitioner who practices pranayama or some sort of meditation. According to Joseph Chilton Pierce in The Biology of Transcendence, about 80% of the brain's mass is made up of glial cells, which acts like glue for our neurons, and these glial cells are electromagnetically sensitive. He explains that in the heart's electromagnetic field, our glial cells are able to pick up on information encoded in that field, and thus the energy that our heart radiates affects our brain cells and our perception of the world around us. In summary, our hearts produce these big, powerful electromagnetic fields. And these cells that make up 80% of our brain mass are sensitive to electromagnetic fields. Emotions also affect the feel or tone of our pranic or energy bodies or our aura. The HeartMath Institute said, "We have found there is a direct relationship between the heart rhythm patterns and the spectral information encoded in the frequency spectra of the magnetic field radiated by the heart. Thus, information about a person's emotional state is encoded in the heart's magnetic field and is communicated throughout the body and into the external environment. Most people tend to think of communication solely in terms of overt signals, expressed through facial movements, voice qualities, gestures, and body movements. However, evidence now supports the perspective that a subtle yet influential electromagnetic or energetic communication system operates just below our conscious level of awareness. What this means is that other people's electromagnetically sensitive glial cells can pick up on the strength, the health, and the vibe of our own energy fields. Furthermore, our positive emotions are likely to increase resonance of this field, and negative emotions will likely promote dissonance. And this is why many people who practice semen retention begin to feel like they radiate energy, or glow, or have magnetic auras, and how others are able to pick up on them. Now let's examine Shen, the unseen charismatic vibration, the final treasure of semen retention. Shen is the higher mind, that part of your consciousness that only wants good for self and others, and that is above and beyond the mundane trivialities of the world. Shen is our spirit. It may also be translated as our higher consciousness. This is ultimately the most important of the three treasures because it reflects our higher nature as human beings. Shen is expressed as love, compassion, kindness, generosity, acceptance, forgiveness, and tolerance. It manifests as our wisdom and our ability to see all sides of all issues, our ability to rise above the world of right and wrong, good and bad, yours and mine, high and low, and so on. Shen is our higher knowledge that everything is one, even though nature manifests dualistically and cyclically, often obscuring our vision and creating illusion. Ron Teagarden, from the book The Ancient Wisdom of the Chinese Tonic. If you've been practicing semen retention for a while, you start to generate ample supplies of sexual energy, of jing, and along with it, ample supplies of qi or prana. That pranic field gets broadcast out around you, and people may even start to notice. That's a great thing if your internal state is a positive one. If you're feeling upbeat, confident, relaxed, and happy, that will attract others. You'll walk into a room, and people will wonder who you are and what your secret is. But what if your mood is negative? What if you're feeling depressed, anxious, needy, insecure, angry, or just stressed? Well, that's getting broadcast out into the ether by your pranic field as well, and that's going to naturally push people away. I think we've all encountered this with some folks. Some people just have bad energy. They may seem happy, confident, charismatic even, but somehow you can tell something's off, something's not quite right. In these cases, you were picking up on the fact they were faking their confidence, or even honing in on their true negative intentions or vibrations that were being broadcast out there. Meanwhile, some people just naturally attract others, seemingly by doing nothing. They have that special something. Again, they were simply broadcasting positivity out there into their pranic or energy field, likely without trying to do so. They were blessed with abundant levels of jing, qi, and shen. It's why many people experience that magnetic attraction when we practice semen retention. Many people become bewildered when they start attracting not only women, but also the respect of other men, and even animals start acting more friendly. Why would retaining semen attract animals? Well, it has nothing to do with actual semen. They've just increased the size and strength of their energy bodies, and they have ample shen, ample positive vibrations. That is attractive, whether it's to men, women, or even animals. A light heart and a calm, contented mind is a rare thing these days indeed. As we cultivate these three treasures of semen retention, we become a person of great power. As we generate more jing or life force, we are able to do things that are necessary for our dreams and aspirations and help the people we love the most. As we generate more qi or prana and develop a magnetic aura, we are able to attract those positive things in our lives that we always wanted. As we generate more shen or spiritual force, we are able to do God's bidding and fulfill His will and make Earth a better place.
War in my mind. I'm trying to fight a war in my mind. I don't know who's the winner tonight, but